Lieutenant Governor Murray has served as chairman for the STEM Advisory Council since it was signed into law in 2009 by Governor Deval Patrick. Council members include state education officials, representatives of education facilities across the state, and representatives of the private sector. Murray, who is resigning his position as Lieutenant Governor to become the head of the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce, said that the STEM Advisory Council must continue in the next 18 months of Governor Patrick's term and beyond to help secure economic stability for families in a state supported by the innovation economy.
We're an innovation state from one end to the other, and this is critical for our economic well-being, but also for individuals and families that want economic security, pursuing fields in STEM. And it sometimes it can be at a voc tech school, it can be an associate's degree, it's not always an advanced degree and a doctorate. STEM fields allow people at a lot of different levels to plug in and earn a good living.
At the meeting, officials announced progress on the near completion of the first phase of the council's STEM plan. An updated plan will be prepared for the 2013 STEM Summit in November. The UMass Donahue Institute recently completed its 2013 STEM Dashboard project, which collects statewide education data in the STEM fields with 6 goals in mind: expanding student interest, increasing student achievement, enhancing student readiness for higher education, improving graduation rates, educator effectiveness, and workforce development. Gene Supel, research manager at the Donahue Institute, says that the data collected can be applied to help school districts and the state communicate.
Whether it's girls in computer science in the Berkshires or boys in health in Lowell, that someone can find a link. That link ties them to this bigger mission of the state and allows the state to communicate down with them and for them to communicate their best practices upward.
The dashboard project's focus on tracking student workforce development programs is valuable to the private sector, according to J.D. Cheslov, executive director of the Massachusetts Business Roundtable and chair of the executive committee of the STEM Advisory Council.
I hear from employers all the time from a variety of industries, whether it be manufacturing or utilities or construction or tech or financial services, that they're looking for a workforce that is skilled in STEM competencies, and they're having a hard time finding workers.
Some of the STEM Advisory Council's strategies are the so-called at-scale initiatives, which use state dollars to leverage private sector money to enhance STEM programs. One example showcased at the meeting was the STEM Pathways Project at the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts, which includes 2 student tutoring programs. The meeting also spotlighted regional efforts to encourage student involvement in the STEM fields. Winners of MCLA's recent middle school science fair, Allison Wolf of Pittsfield and Ella King of Lenox, presented their research at the meeting, which focused on separating plant pigment. Wolf said she'd like to see more done for science programs in her school and others.
What I want to see is each grade level having different opportunities with labs, with lab work in their classrooms, and more advanced placements in their classrooms.
Some of the challenges discussed by the council members looking forward are generating interest in improving teacher prep programs and also getting young women interested in the STEM fields. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.